Yes, you heard it right. I went out on a Monday. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Yes, this episode is late. I take full responsibility for that, but it did give me the topic of today's episode, which is listen to your body. So, listening to your body. I cannot emphasize how important this is, because this is why I have my rule of going out one day on the weekend and staying home the other day. I know myself, I know I'm fairly introverted. If I go out and just am in places with other people, I'm going to be emotionally drained by the time I get home. That's just me. I generally like to go out on a Saturday and stay in Sunday, or vice versa if I know I have certain plans, which is why I like to know my plans in advance, hence my other rule of knowing what my weekend plans are by Thursday, just so that I can better plan for my days and my weekend by extension. So that is me. This last week has slayed me in the worst ways possible. Last week Thursday, I ran out the house. Ended up going to my favorite Checkers, the Fairbridge branch, which has a Starbucks. I got my birthday Starbucks. And I did some groceries. I came home. Friday, I stayed in. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Yes, you heard it right. I went out on a Monday. I was out Saturday, I was out Sunday, and then after work on Monday, I went for birthday drinks with one of my besties. Literally one of two besties I have. It was her 31st, we had drinks, it was great. Non-alcoholic, obviously, but we had a wonderful time. And then Tuesday, obviously, back to work as usual. And Wednesday, for some reason, I got knocked out by an unknown thing. So I woke up. And I was not good. I could not walk down the stairs properly. And that should have been my first warning, but I didn't listen. Like when I went to the hospital in 2020, I did not listen to my body. It screamed at me, "You are not well." And I was like, "I got things to do today. Shut up." I did not listen. This time I was aware, but it wasn't full alarm bells because it was early. I had just woken up. I was groggy. But basically, that should have warned me something is not right. I think I had a cup of coffee and nothing else. And then I had my morning shake. And then I sat breathing, trying not to throw up for the next 2 hours. So I spent basically most of the day, but especially this like 2 hour block, just breathing, trying not to throw up. Because if you know me, one thing I refuse to do is throw up. I don't like it. I refuse to do it. And I sat breathing through my entire morning, just trying not to throw up. And then I took a nap for my lunch hour at 12. It was maybe like 50 minutes. And I felt a bit better, but I did take a Corenza. But I was literally running a fever, but I was shivering. I was shaking so badly at points, my muscles were sore when I tried to move. I was nauseous the entire time, and all I ate for the day was two slices of toast, a half a piece of sausage, and chicken. My mom fried me a chicken fillet, well, a third of a fillet of chicken, and I managed to get all that down. And that was all I had for the day, and the coffee and the morning shake, but that's about it. I was just not good. And in the evening, which was last night, Wednesday night, I took Panados and went to sleep. And I slept hard from about 10 p.m. until 7:35 this morning. So sleep was what I needed to recover. And I did. I shivered in the night. I shook in the night just because the fever was trying to work itself out, or whatever 24-hour bug it was. But just Wednesday, it killed me. At parts, I couldn't walk during the day. It was a nightmare. Point being, when your body says, don't do that, listen, don't do that. It's not worth it. So, yeah, that is me. Like, your body is literally telling you something, which I just realized I want to make this the song of the week. And the song is Yes And by Ariana Grande, for the lyric that is like, yes and, say that with your chest, like full bodied. Listen when your body is telling you something with its full chest. If you should not do something because you are not strong enough, don't be a hero. It's fine. Just chill. Okay? Just relax. So, that was my harrowing week. I think this will suffice. And I'll do better next week. So, yeah. Keep being a better being. And take care of your body. Because it's the only one you got. It's not a car that you can just trade up when the lease is up or when it expires or, you know, you're just like, ah, I just want a new one. I just feel like something. No, you only have one. Take care of it. That is my preach. That is my whole thing. I will see you in hopefully next week's better episode. The usual spiel and all that and so on and so forth. And I'm out. Love you. Bye.